The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for a prayer by the Reverend Gok and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 138th Psalm we hear, I give thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Good and gracious God, we bring this first full week to a close, making us mindful of all that is yet ahead of us. We are thankful that we have made good use of this time together and pray that it has pleased you. We are hoping that it has been according to your will for us and that we will continue to follow that. Watch our going out and coming in this day as we travel to be with our loved ones and bless those you have given us to love and guide our time together. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higgeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday, January 13th, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 4th.
Can I inquire of the Senator from the 9th?
Senator from 9th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 4th?
Yes, Madam President.
She does. You may proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
How's your morning?
Fine.
That's good. So, you know, this morning it was raining, it was wet. We had a good exercise this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, but I wanted to rise to inquire of you because a lot has been going on and happening, you know, in the news. And I just wanted to talk about it for a minute, you know, because I think that, you know, we really haven't expressed any, you know, what I call information or feelings about what has taken place, you know, in our country at the Capitol. And I was just concerned about that. So, you know, today at our nation's capital, you know, the major attack, the insurrection that happened at our Capitol was just unbelievable. And what I see right now is I don't see anything being done.
Could we have some order in the chamber? The senators are having trouble hearing each other. Thank you.
You know, I don't see anything being done on the state levels. I think it should be a rational outcry. And I just remember, you know, on this floor when we had the protests going on because of the injustices that occurred when black men were killed, you know, Eric Garner and others in the state, how this body cried out, you know, tried to put the blame in the city of St. Louis for the whole, you know, all the things that were taking place. But no one has really, really, you know, talked about the attack on the democracy. No one has talked about the attack on our Capitol and what has taken place there. And, you know, I just was rising this morning, I was thinking about it, and I was laying in the bed, because we saw people scaling the walls. We saw people, we had a fair election, a fair election. And we saw members of our own state party, members that set up and got involved and put out literature and information trying to overturn a fair election and incited a riot. Our own president incited a riot. Himself, President Trump, incited a riot. Nobody is outcrying about that. And I just was rising to see, you know, have you heard about any of this?
So, Senator, I have heard and did see some of the news coverage. I do want to correct, it wasn't you and I, it wasn't our party actually that was part of the insurrection. But I think as a state, it is our job to make sure that we acknowledge that there is a fair election and that this body and the governor on down make sure that we are protected with the future rumors and allegations and warnings from the FBI. But it is our job to make sure that we protect the citizens of the state of Missouri. It is our job to make sure that we as senators and elected officials speak up for our constituents, but do that in a respectful manner so that we respect the democracy and the integrity of the elections that we had, so that we are not personally not participating in inciting any riotous actions, and that we are protecting all of ourselves regardless of our parties and where we come from the state.
Absolutely. I agree. You're absolutely right. These were Trump supporters, and it's been a little over a week. And he stood in front of a crowd in D.C. And you had signs in that crowd of white supremacy. The Proud Boys, I can't even think of all the inclinations. You had Confederate flags that was marched and broken into our Capitol. And the flags were being walked around and marched around. We became the United States for a reason. United under one flag. I'm surprised. I'm not seeing more outcry. We had people that was a part of the General Assembly participating in the chaos at the Capitol. No one has called these people out. No one, you know, basically is saying, you know, they're thugs. No one is calling for the removal of office of our president. But I remember right here on this floor, they were calling for the removal of office of Kim Gardner. They were trying to put the whole Black Lives Matter, the unfortunate death in the uprising of Captain Dorn. We've had police officer who was beaten with a flag at the Capitol, inside the Capitol. This was a Trump supporter. We had one police officer who died. These were Trump supporters. These were radical people who are supporting this party. And the radicalism and the attack on democracy was unheard of. And that's what I rise to talk about today. This was not a random act. No one was caught up in the moment. This was a planned attack on our nation's capital. And I'm just outraged about it. And I'm not hearing anything, basically, from our part, our Republican Party in the state. I haven't heard a statement, you know, from the majority party in reference to this, you know, and I'm just upset about that, because I think that if it were on the other shoe, if it were Democrats, it would be a huge outcry. It would be a pouring out of resolutions, you know. And I don't know how long you've been in the General Assembly, but I know that you came in after I did. But at the same time, I am just waiting to see what admonishment will come forth as a cry of attack. I know that, you know, the good senator, the senior senator from St. Charles, you know, I wasn't on the floor when he presented his resolution, but I do resent the comparison, though, because I don't think it's a comparison to the protest for justice in the Black Lives Matter movement. It's not a comparison. These people came with bombs. Bombs. They broke into the Capitol. They were escorted in there by members of Congress and their staff, given access. They were not considered a threat, because when the Black Lives Matter march came to DC, they never got to the Capitol steps. They were violently removed from the park right in front of the Capitol. And it was a peaceful protest at that time. So what I'm saying is, it's a double standard. And I don't like the double standard. I feel like, you know, just like they had the National Guard, they had every police force to name, marched around that Capitol to stop the march when Black Lives Matter came. They didn't have any police presence, basically. Just the officers that take care of the Capitol. I mean, even the chief, the captain of the police, the Capitol Police Force called and asked for assistance. They told him it wouldn't look good for the National Guard to be standing in the Capitol with the Capitol in the background, a PR image. But it looked good when they did it when Black Lives Matter came. So I'm offended, as usual, with the double standard that's in this country and the double standard that's being displayed right now by the majority party. I believe that it should have been a powerful admonishment going forth. That's right, our own Attorney General participated in this. It should have been a powerful admonishment. We've had fair elections. This process has been fair. This is the democracy. We have led the world in democratic process and the democratic way of choosing leadership in a country. We have been the world leaders. We have even helped other countries set up democracy. And to see this blatant uprising in our own country of people who claim these are the same people. I'm gonna tell you who these people are. These are the same people that bombed black churches in the South during the civil rights movement. These are the same people. This is the same people. And then they want to act like, oh my God, yes. It's a double standard, especially when it comes to the police and African-American people. And if they don't see that now, I don't understand why they can't see it. If you look at the pictures of the Capitol, when Black Lives Matter marched on the Capitol, and when you look at the picture of these individuals when they marched on the Capitol, it was a stark difference.
I would agree with that.
And so I'm just rising today to make a point. To make a point. President Joe Biden was duly elected by the country. If that's the case, if we're going to say that election wasn't fair, let's go back in history. What about 2016? If that wasn't a fair election, that wasn't a fair election either. I didn't see anybody storm the Capitol. I didn't see windows break out. I didn't see people die in the center of our democracy at the United States Capitol. I didn't see that in 2016. A lot of people were upset, disappointed by that process. But I didn't see what I saw just over a week ago. And it's upsetting, the double standard, the hypocrisy. It's upsetting, and that's just what it is. It's hypocrisy. And I want an outcry. If we're gonna move forward together and put party aside, you want us to agree about this. Everybody should agree that was horrible. I need to see some resolutions calling for the removal of a president who staged an attack on the only democracy that we have upheld, pledged allegiance to the flag, had people mocking the United States and what it stands for within our own country. that uprising, and you want to call it a double standard. You want to say we had the Million Man March. No one attacked the Capitol. There was a protest against government. Even when Dr. King marched on the nation's capital in protest of civil rights, no one attacked the Capitol. We were asking for democracy and fairness in government. We were asking for equality. That's what we were asking for. And Senator, I am just tired of sitting and just listening and not being able to sleep at night because I'm not hearing the outcry that I think is necessary.
I would agree with you, Senator, that at a minimum, we as a body could agree to a resolution that demolishes the activity that happened at the Capitol, and that we pledge that we will continue to protect our republic and protect our democracy as it stands in America, to admonish those persons who participated in the destruction of the Capitol, the destruction of the building, the trespassing that went on. I think that we could have a resolution that would do that as we move forward as a body. And that would bring us together, not just as Democrats and Republicans, but rural and suburban and Black folks and white folks here in our body, would bring us together and bring some unity as we move forward in these difficult times with COVID and everything that's going on. It would bring us together as a Senate.
I agree, Senator. But I want to say this. It was Josh Hawley who was pumping a fist, encouraging the crowd. It was his successor, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, who used taxpayer dollars to file a lawsuit to overturn a free and fair election. We need to admonish that, a free and fair election, right here in this state. And no one from Black Lives Matter, no one stormed the halls of the Capitol of Congress and attempted to kill any of the legislators that was in the building. Those legislators didn't have a fear for their life, and we know that the story would be very different today if Black people had stormed that Capitol. It would have been the greatest massacre in the United States.
At a minimum, I believe that not only should we have a resolution to admonish the activities, but we should make sure that as we move forward with legislation that is filed here in our body, that we are fair in how we look at protesters and that we are protecting those who are protesting peacefully. And if and instead of the legislation that has been filed on both chambers to further punish those who are protesting peacefully, but to make sure that we are fair and that if someone were to do that to our Capitol, that that would be an enhanced crime. So those are the type of resolutions and legislation that we together as senators should work on to make sure that there is fairness and that if there's Black Lives Matter versus the Proud Boys or whomever those protesters are, that if they are not peacefully protesting as their rights are under the Constitution, that we as a Missouri body are making sure that we let the world know that we will not tolerate the destruction of our democracy here in Missouri, our beloved Capitol, or our assembly.
Exactly, Senator. And I appreciate you giving me this inquiry. But you know, this is definitely an intentional act because you don't get caught off guard preparing zip ties to dye somebody up. You don't get caught off guard when you have nooses hang and you're talking about hanging the Vice President of the United States. That's not getting caught off guard. You don't get caught off guard when you got pipe bombs that you prepared and you headed to our nation's capital with pipe bombs. Yes, it should be an outcry. But I definitely thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
You're welcome.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I close.
The senator from Boone has moved that. Let me back up. Those of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
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 Those of the contrary, say no. The two ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Madam President. As you just heard during the discussion between two senators, there was conversation about Dr. Martin Luther King, and we will be celebrating his birthday on Monday, January 18th this year. The civil rights leader who was very much involved in peaceful protests. On January 18th also, not here in the chamber with us today, not in the upper gallery, but hopefully listening, is my mother, who will also be celebrating her birthday on Monday, January 18th. And it is her 90th birthday coming up on Monday. So my family is all very excited about this big celebration that we will be having from outside where she lives, calling up to the balcony and wishing her the happiest of birthdays on January 19th. So if the body would join me in welcoming her in a sense, but more importantly, congratulating her on 90 years of being a wonderful mom, somebody who's taken great care of her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, and her husband when he was alive. So if you would join me in saying happy birthday to Joan Seltzer, who will be 90 on Monday, and we will not be in the chamber, as you know, because of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday celebration.
Please join me in recognizing these folks. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lawrence.
Madam President, may I inquire the senator from the third?
Senator from the third, do you yield?
Yes.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. Although I don't have a guest to introduce, I do want to talk to Senator from the third about what I'm hearing or not hearing. Senator, we've had discussions prior to today that it's difficult to hear. Do you agree?
I definitely agree, yes.
And especially today, I thought after a discussion, probably some important discussion that was just had, I couldn't make heads or tails out of some of it. And so maybe I need to get my hearing checked, or maybe the sound system needs to be checked, or maybe if there's cacophony happening while that discussion is taking place, something has to change. And I think maybe it's muffling that is caused by covering faces. Now, I understand, as well as you, that some are going to cover their faces no matter what. I think if we look at what the CDC stated back in April, they were encouraging face covering to help flatten the curve and reduce the spread of the virus. But then in September or thereabouts, they came out and said masks don't work. So have any thoughts about that?
Well, I will wear a mask if I'm asked to wear a mask when I enter a business or a company.
And may I ask you how far apart we are?
Well, we're probably more than 6 feet apart.
And it's my understanding that it's a kind of an either or, right? So if you're more than 6 feet away, you're outdoors.
Right.
You look at the football games that happened that last weekend, will happen again this weekend.
Right.
It's really kind of ironic that the players who are breathing heavily are going face to face without masks.
Yes.
But yet they've got people who are not breathing heavily required to wear the mask. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
And an empty stadium.
I think if we look at the science of it, and especially, and get back to the crux of what I'm wanting to say is, I want to hear what's happening. There is no transcript, and I don't want to have to go back and listen to an audio. That's a waste of my time. And I think that if we are respectful of others, if you want to wear the mask, wear it. But when you're speaking, take the mask off if you can, because I want to hear what you're saying. I don't want to have to come back up and ask what you're saying and what you said, because if it's an important point, we should be able to hear it right away. And I know I'm probably beating a dead horse, and that may not change anything, but maybe I'll have to go back to my office to see if the clarity is a little bit better at my desk and listening through the phone. But thank you for listening to me and for the inquiry. And Madam President, thanks for obliging me.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from the 24th.
From the 8th.
Senator from the 8th, do you... senator does not appear to be in the chamber. Would you please summon the senator from the 8th? Senator from the 24th.
Instead of inquiring of the senator from the 8th, may I inquire of the senator from... Oh, never mind. I think he's on his way.
It appears the senator from the 8th has entered the chamber. Senator from the 8th, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 24th?
Yes.
He does. You may proceed.
Senator, I am sorry to drag you back to the floor when I'm sure you're doing important business in your office, but thank you for taking my inquiry. Senator, I'm big on birthdays. I think they're great. And I just talked about my mom's 90th. It's coming up on Monday, on the same day we celebrate the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And I believe today is a special day for another person in the chamber. Is today your birthday, Senator?
Yes, it is, Senator, but at my age, they're not that special.
au contraire. I think everyone really matters, that as old as you must be. So how old are you today?
I am 68.
68. Well, you do look a day over 67, so you're carrying it really, really well.
I appreciate that very much.
So I imagine you were in your office eating cake, opening presents, having a good time, or maybe not. But I just wanted the chamber to know that we do celebrate birthdays of people like you, and we want to say, I want to wish you a very happy, healthy birthday, a good year, and thank you for coming back to the chamber so that we could all say happy birthday to you. So, Madam President, if the body would join me in applauding for the birthday of the senator from the 8th district.
Senator, when I was called on, I didn't know I had a choice, so that's why I came in. So,
well, good. I'm glad that you know that when I call for you, you do not have a choice. That makes me feel good.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Please join me in congratulating the senator from the 8th on his birthday. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th, please send the bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 388, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to highway signs.
Senator from Andrew.
The bill.
Please send the bill forward.
It requires no explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 389, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the recovery of attorney's fees in civil actions.
Senator from Platt.
Madam President, I have a bill.
Please send the bill forward.
Explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 390, introduced by Senator Luchtmeyer, an act relating to the boundaries of certain community college districts.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
I have four bills.
Please send your bills forward.
Thank you very much. No explanation necessary, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 391, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to abortion.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 392, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the display of certain items in public schools.
Madam Secretary, please read the next bill.
Senate Bill number 393, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to corporate income tax.
Madam Secretary, please read the final bill from the Senator from Lawrence.
Senate Bill number 394, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the acquisition of land by the United States government.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of those appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
The Senator from Franklin has requested unanimous consent. All those in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Madam President, I move the committee reports to be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Franklin. Is there any discussion on that motion? Seeing none. Senator from Franklin, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam President. I renew my motion.
The Senator from Franklin has renewed his motion. Those in favor of that motion will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Again, thank you, Madam President. Would you please refer SCR 2 and SCR 3 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
Those resolutions will be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of... Madam President, you can call the Senator from Franklin. He clearly wants to talk.
Senator from Franklin.
Madam President, I forgot one small item of business that needs to be taken care of. I have to send forward the new hearing schedule, a modified hearing schedule, and so I'd like to send that forward this time. And I would ask that it would be printed in the journal.
That will be printed in the journal. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, now the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. For the benefit of the body, we are done with formal business for the day. The Senator from Franklin will be second reading and referring about 85 bills. You're more than welcome to sit here and listen to him talk. Otherwise, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Ozark.
Madam President, just a quick announcement. This morning at 11:30, the Senator from Clay and also the Senator from the 14th and I, along with some House colleagues, are hosting an early childhood policy symposium for legislators and staff. The event's going to be in the Truman Building at 490 and 392. You can also get on the WebEx if you'd like to see it there. Just if you'd like to come join us, you may. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of the second reading of concurrent resolutions.
Senator from Franklin.
Concurrent resolutions are...
Senator from Franklin.
Madam Secretary, or Madam President, SCR 4.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, an act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose certain amendments to the United States Constitution which place limits on the federal government.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, now the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
The order of business is second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Appropriation. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to economic incentives for the creation of military jobs.
Seniors, families, veterans, and military affairs. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to the statute of limitations for personal injury claims.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to motor vehicle financial responsibilities.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to advanced industrial manufacturing zones.
Economic development. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to credit for reinsurance.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to statutes of limitations.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to licensing requirements for certain health care providers.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to prisoner complaints against a psychologist's license.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to illegal gambling.
Government accountability and fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to public health.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to health care.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to identification requirements for voting in elections.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act relating to the sale and transfer of weapons.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to leave from employment for victims of certain crimes.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to sports wagering.
Appropriations. Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, an act relating to video lottery.
Appropriations. Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, an act relating to county public health orders.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, an act relating to public health.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23, an act relating to educational scholarship counts.
Education. Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24, an act relating to the assessment of personal property.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25, an act relating to alternative education options for elementary and secondary students.
Education. Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26, an act relating to public safety.
General laws. Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27, an act relating to county officials.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28, an act relating to savings accounts for education expenses.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29, an act relating to certificates of self-insurance.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30, an act relating to educational savings programs.
Is that 30 or 31?
That was 30.
30, education. Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31, an act relating to political subdivisions.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32, an act relating to the operation of commercial motor vehicles.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33, an act relating to competency-based education in elementary and secondary schools.
Education. Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34, an act relating to alternative pathways to graduation for high school students.
Education. Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35, an act relating to competency-based education in elementary and secondary schools.
Education. Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36, an act relating to historic buildings.
Economic development. Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38, an act relating to electric bicycles.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39, an act relating to the right to bear arms.
General laws. Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40, an act relating to the Department of Natural Resources.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, an act relating to civil actions based on acts occurring during emergencies.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, an act relating to services covered by health benefit plans.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, an act relating to water and sewer infrastructure.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, an act relating to benefits for certain types of firefighters who contract a certain types of cancer as a result of employment as a firefighter.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, an act relating to motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47, an act relating to local sales tax.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 48.
Senate Bill 48, an act relating to tax deduction for remote learning expenses.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, an act relating to watercraft.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, an act relating to immunity from liability for inherent risks of camping.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51, an act relating to civil actions.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52, an act relating to discovery.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53, an act relating to law enforcement officer residency requirements.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54, an act relating to reading success in schools.
Education. Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55, an act relating to the participation of homeschool students in public school activities.
Education, Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, an act relating to public health.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act relating to funding to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, an act relating to voting in elections.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, an act relating to employment practices relating to gender.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 60.
Senate Bill 60, an act relating to law enforcement agency accountability.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 61.
Senate Bill 61, an act relating to expungement of records.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 62.
Senate Bill 62, an act relating to bonds for county recorders of deeds.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 63.
Senate Bill 63, an act relating to the monitoring of certain prescribed controlled substances.
Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 64.
Senate Bill 64, an act relating to distributors of hypodermic needles.
Federal laws, Senate Bill 65.
Senate Bill 65, an act relating to actions by persons knowingly infected with communicable diseases.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 66.
Senate Bill 66, an act relating to public safety.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 67.
Senate Bill 67, an act relating to public health.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 68.
Senate Bill 68, an act relating to the exercise of religion during an emergency.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 69.
Senate Bill 69, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 70.
Senate Bill 70, an act relating to utility districts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 71.
Senate Bill 71, an act relating to pet protective orders.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 72.
Senate Bill 72, an act relating to Fox Trotter Week.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 73.
Senate Bill 73, an act relating to labor organizations.
General laws, Senate Bill 74.
Senate Bill 74, an act relating to crimes committed against law enforcement officers and first responders.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 75.
Senate Bill 75, an act relating to criminal sentencing.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 76.
Senate Bill 76, an act relating to accommodations for breastfeeding mothers in school buildings.
Excuse me. Education, Senate Bill 77.
Senate Bill 77, an act relating to covenants not to compete.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 78.
Senate Bill 78, an act relating to state employees.
Seniors, Families, Veterans, and Military Affairs, Senate Bill 79.
Senate Bill 79, an act relating to HIV treatment.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 80.
Senate Bill 80, an act relating to insurance coverage for mental health conditions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 81.
Senate Bill 81, an act relating to discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 82.
Senate Bill 82, an act relating to tax credits for urban farms.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 83.
Senate Bill 83, an act relating to historically black college and university week.
Education, Senate Bill 84.
Senate Bill 84, an act relating to tax credit for the purchase of blighted property.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Madam President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 19th at 4 p.m.
The Senator from Boone has moved that the Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 19th at 4 p.m. All those in favor of that motion will vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules. The Senate will stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 19th at 4 p.m.